Fred, again, we were talking about a newest device called a holographic projector. Exactly what does it do?
Explain this. I have 5 minutes.
Okay, sure.
Here it goes. Okay. You know, I think on the last show when we were talking about, you know, a little bit about the receptor, we were talking about wave packets. Do you remember any of that?
Yes, I do.
Huh?
Yes.
And so for the audience out there, that doesn't understand, that new listeners, is what happens is, like, if I'm going to start a company like IBM, my energy is going to follow thought. I'm going to lay out a program, and I'm going to set up an energy field with my own meditation, which is going to make people come to work for me. People want to buy my product, et cetera, et cetera. So that creates what's called a scalar wave field, which creates wave packets. If you start a church, if you're in a religion, all these different things are wave packets. If you have a family at home, you want to see your family grow up in a healthy way, it's a wave packet. You know, it's part of virtual field technology. So what happens is, when you start looking at all of these human beings in this world and all of their ideas and all of their energies in motion, their thoughts, their creativity, and how they execute it and bring it to a manifestation on a physical plane, it starts to create a bigger pattern. And that bigger pattern is called a hologram. Within these wave packets, you have conflict. Maybe somebody, you have a competitor, IBM starts up and then Apple starts up. So you have competition. You know, competition might reach dirty levels like our political system seems to these days, you know, seems to all the time anyway. But the bottom line is you start having a fluctuation of good and bad. But when you get up to the holographic level, there is no good and bad. It's just the entire assembly of the whole and what it is. And so what happens is with something like the projector, when you use this device with a conscious, you know, way of using it, it allows you to get away from negative energy because it puts you in the field of everything. But at the same time, it allows you to deprogram negative energies even actually before they started, because they just sort of disappear and go away. And that's why it's a very interesting. And once again, how does it work? Well, it works on shape energy, like we talked about the red blood cell. But now what we've done is we've taken the little octahedral structures of pyramids, we've inverted them, we've crossed them,
mm-hmm.
we've made these infinity patterns with them. We've done so many amazing things with them. And Sean Morton, who's been on your show, has sure. actually done remote viewing muscle testing and transmitting with these devices now. So, I mean, they're really interesting, and they really are cool, and people really like them. We don't have a brochure, per se, on them, because we've only had them out since a little after our last show together, but we sure have a track record of commentary and testimonials coming in from the people that are using them. So it's still an experimental device, is what I'm trying to say.
How do you develop these?
Huh?
How do you develop these?
I'm insane. I don't know how I do it. I'm crazy. You know,
I mean, do you have some laboratory? Are you tinkering all the time?
Of course, I have a laboratory. But the thing is, it's not about it's about understanding. You know, if you took an ordinary pyramid and put it on somebody's head and stuck their arm out in front of them and pushed their arm down, they'd be just pretty strong. If you put the pyramid upside down on their head and they stuck their arm out, their arm would go down. They couldn't handle an upside-down pyramid. This is the chi force. This is, you know, people go for acupuncture all the time. Acupuncture is a big thing in this country. It's a big thing in the world.
It's growing.
Dealing with a chi force. And so when you learn the basic geometry of the human body versus how the chi force moves through the body and how the chi force changes the cerebral spinal fluid at the base of the spine, causing the conductivity of the spinal cord itself to change, meaning the brain now can send out small signals and get big effects in the aura. When you start learning this as a science, as I've spent 40 years at it, you know, since I was a kid, you begin to see how all of this works. And it's been a blessing to be, you know, I had my first professor was Dr. Katz. He was part of the Third Reich. He came over here on Operation Paperclip when they swapped scientists and brought scientists over here. And I had some amazing teachers. And so I don't just kind of like dream these things up. I've gone through the school of hard knocks, and I've learned how energy and shape energy works. I've also worked, you know, most of this world is based on electromagnetic energy, which i.e. produces electricity, you know, the DC effect like Thomas Edison, or the AC effect like Nikola Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
And Tesla makes a vibratory, you know, rate in his alternating current to now produce radiation and send transmissions across the world. I've taken another technology of shape energy and gone just as far. You know, in what I consider, you know, effects on the human body. And guess what? The stuff works. It's been working, and I'm learning. I'm just a student, you know. But it's absolutely astounding to watch the stuff when you create it to go out there and what the people think, you know.
You brought up an interesting phrase when you talked about negative energy, because yeah. It is, Fred, all around us. As a matter of fact, we have these psychic vampire people who
totally
surround themselves in negativity. I was talking with a friend of mine at dinner tonight, and he's a broadcaster by trade, and he also trains police departments. And we're talking about an individual, no name mentioned,
right,
who has got such a black cloud over his head that it could be, you know, you could have a room of 100 people, it would be raining only on him. That's the kind of cloud he's got.
I totally am there.
How does he get rid of this?
How does he get rid of it?
Yep.
Well, I don't know how he got it, but how would you, if you were looking at this person, would you consider him a good person?
Yes, I think he's got a good heart.
Yeah, he just has this rain of old karma around him.
Right, and he himself is probably, I would definitely say he's not an evil person,
no,
but he's got this black cloud over him.
Okay, here's the deal. It's so simple. When you look at somebody like that, and I know what you're talking about, because I actually work with people like that, that, you know, it's not about self-forgiveness. The universe forgives you for your energy. What I have found, I haven't actually done a black cloud individual with a projector yet, but I have done one thing we've been able to do with projector now, okay, is like if you have a tendency to have a hereditary disease, you know, well, obviously, if you bring the pH over to a 7 or so, and you were had a tendency for cancer, you're not going to get cancer because the pH value alone will stop the disease. But the tendency to get the cancer is not going away because you change the pH value. The physical disease is going to be there, but the stress or the tension of its realm of possibility is there. What the projector would do, that the thing that I'm telling you about, will get rid of the energy that caused you to have that subconscious hereditary thing going on. So therefore, I would say wear the projector and slip on the pH factor on your body. That would be kind of stupid, but at least that tendency would go away. And I would give your friend a projector as a gift to prove a point. And if you email me or something afterwards, I'll send him one for free to prove a point.
We'll test him.
Yeah, we'll use him. Because this is what, when you bring something like this up to me, I'll take the challenge.